And now, back to Eagle Concert Classics on 106.9 The Eagle.
Welcome back. Kate and Zirin with you. We're on a colorful band edition of Eagle Concert Classics. First band up is Blue Oyster Cult. The first song I'm going to play was their very first hit. This is from their 1976 album, Agents of Fortune. The band's lead guitarist, Donald Roser, who also went by Buck Dharma, wrote the song because he had an irregular heartbeat. It got him thinking about his mortality, and he thought, you know, maybe I won't live that long, but if I do, at least I'll be reunited with the people that I love. But in the year 2000, Saturday Night Live would cement this song in pop culture history with Christopher Walken and Will Ferrell playing more cowbell.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Here's Don't Fear the Reaper.
The sun and the rain can be there.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Blue Oyster Cult with Burning For You. That song was their second and unfortunately last hit on the Billboard charts for them, charting at number 40. The song kind of came out right at the perfect time because MTV was just launching their music videos. They had a music video for the song and, you know, MTV wanted to go in a rock direction, at least at that point, which helped them to hit number 40. Continuing with our color theme, the next band up is Pink Floyd. The song I'm going to play has a children's chorus that sang on the track. They were from a school in Islington, England, made up of only 23 kids between 13 and 15, but they overdubbed it 12 times, making it sound like there were a lot more kids there. Although there was some controversy because they found out the kids weren't paid for their contribution to the song, so they gave the school £1,000 and a platinum record. Here's another Brick in the Wall, part two.
Thank you. facts. Now can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain you are receiving. A distant ship's hull on the horizon. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I've got that feeling once again.
Comfortably numb.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Pink Floyd with Comfortably Numb. That was the very last song that Roger Waters and David Gilmour wrote together. And in 1986, Roger Waters left the band. Unfortunately, the band hasn't been able to patch up their differences, and I don't think for any amount of money they would ever get back together and tour, which is a shame because there's a whole new generation of fans out there that would love to see them live. My mom and I got to go see Roger Waters a couple years ago in D.C., and man, did he put on a great show. I mean, I can only imagine what the whole band together would sound like. Well, that wraps up this edition of Eagle Concert Classics. Join me next Saturday at 7 p.m. from some bands that came from the great state of New York. If you ever have a cool idea of a theme or some songs you want to hear, let me know. Email me at erin@1069theeagle.com. I'd love to hear your ideas. And if you ever miss a show, you can always catch it at 1069theeagle.com. See you next week.
Brought to you by Manning Media Marketing Solutions, the mind of a marketing agency, the muscle of a media company. For more information, go to manningmediainc.com.